to I Bought a Business. I'm Erin Greger. Today's episode is a little bit of a tough one because this is very personal. And I'm going to be sharing some archive footage of myself in the car, sharing more personal information because buying a business, I could go into, you know, I mentioned numbers. I could go into the black and white of everything. And here's how I added customers. Here's what my bottom line was. But the truth of the matter, as an entrepreneur, there's so much more to the business than just numbers. There's a whole life involved. And as I was keeping the balls up in the air, and I always give the analogy of buying a business is difficult because not only, you know, when you're starting a business, you can figure out, okay, what balls do I throw up and how do those stay up in the air, right? When you're buying a business, they're already up in the air and you got to figure them out. And, you know, new curveballs are getting thrown at me about an employee leaving and all of these things. And I'm trying to keep it together. And I'm a worrier by nature. I need to let it go and give it to God. A lot of times I like to hold on really tight though. And I had a family that's also in the thick of this. Now I'll talk about why it was important for me, for my family to see me buy this. But at this moment in time, I'm still in the first month of purchase. I think this particular video I'm going to be playing was recorded on October 11th, which was exactly a month after. I'm also going to preface all this with saying I'm not justifying my actions, but to understand how my brain works and how I work is I grew up on a farm and I worked really hard and I'm very grateful. You know, I don't look back on it with disdain or I just worked hard. It's what I knew. It's all I knew. You know, I didn't get summers off. I didn't get Christmas off. Those just meant I had time off of my other things, which meant I could do more work on the farm. Like summers meant baling hay. You know, we'd have hours. We'd have to work in the morning and then we'd get a few hours off if there was no hay to bale. And then we'd have to like go milk cows at night and stuff. And so I know work. It's what I do really well. I wear it with a badge of honor. I have an addict's brain, all right? Just because I'm not drinking necessarily, I will fill my cup up with work. I love to work. It's how I define myself. I'm not proud of it. Shutting down and shutting off is very hard for me. And I also bond through work. My father and I were super close growing up, and it was because we worked together for 2 hours. We had 2 hours, you know, not many people get 2 hours every day with their dad, just of time to bond and connect. And I got that, although it was through work. So a lot of my love for people is let's work together. Like that's what we do. We bond through work. And so all of these things I tell you that sometimes I tend to get very involved in the work, putting my head down and saying, well, let me just get through this. And then I'll come back to the family and just let me get through this and then we'll come back around. And it's a mistake. It's not a good place to be. Okay. So I understand all that. I lost my first marriage and my first business. I won't say it would have lasted without the business. I think we were on doomsday anyway. I think we were set for brokenness out of the gate, but I know it was falling apart. And so I just put my head down and was like, I'm going to build the business up. Like, this is what my relationship is falling apart. So let me just build the business up. And by the time it was doing really well, I had no marriage. And so there's a pattern. We'll just put it that way. Now, not only am I married, but I have two kids now, a 12 and a 13-year-old. They were 11 and 12 when I purchased this. I bought the business September 11th. I realize it's just such a bad day to close on a business. I didn't realize that at the time. But anyway, at the end of August, I am driving back from Austin. I had taken my son to play in a tournament with his soccer team. We've had a history in school with some boys at this point who have caused some trouble. He has caused some trouble too. My son is not innocent. the year prior, and my kids go to a private school. So they go 3 days a week. I homeschool the other two. I've taken on the homeschooling task for all their life. They've started in kindergarten. They're now going into sixth and seventh grade. You know, my husband's helped. I will not say I've done it all myself, but it's just easier if one person's kind of controlling the reins and then the other person can step in as necessary. I know it's about to get hard when I close on this business, but I'm driving home from Austin in this moment and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good. I feel, you know, I'm asking him, he's in school. I'm like, what's going on with these boys? Oh, everything's good, Mom. Everything's good in football. Everything's good, Mom. I'm like, oh, and we have this incredible weekend in Austin. And I feel like I made the mistake that every mother makes. And I just sighed a sigh of relief. I'm like, whew, I think we got this. And then Tuesday came. And I think Tuesdays are just, I think I just need to wipe Tuesdays off. And I got a call. I can't remember if it was a call. I've wiped this moment from my brain. But I either get a call or an email from the principal letting me know my son's been suspended. And it's like in shock, like he's a good kid. Like he's a really good kid. Like, and I'm like, what, how did we get the kid who's suspended? And it had been these kids and, you know, he wasn't innocent. And I came to JJ, my husband, and I'm like, I don't have to buy this business. Like there's still time. I think I can pull the plug. And my husband was like, you gotta do it. Don't back out. And to be honest with you too, like it struggled, like, well, he's in seventh grade. Like, what am I going to do at this point? Is me sitting at home more? Is that what he needs? I don't have the answer to that. And I'm sure some people are watching this going, yeah, that's exactly what he needs. You should be home more. But I was already home a lot. Like I was home a lot, like two, three, like I'm with them a lot. We're doing homework. So I don't know where the area is where I am home more with him, unless I'm at school all the time watching the, you know, and it's in seventh grade. I don't need to be babysitting seventh grade boys. And again, maybe I'm wrong in that. I don't know. But my husband's like, I think you should still do it. And so the pressure cooker is on and it's pressuring. It is pressuring. And we've got a lot going on at this point. And not only so we close, and now my husband, who's also running a business, he's a chiropractor, has to take on the majority of everything, like the schoolwork. And my son is just doing stuff like not turning in assignments that are finished. And I'm literally at a capacity point that I can't handle it. Like I can't go through his homework and try to figure out what's missing and be on him. And I'm like, you're in seventh grade at this point. Like this is, I can't do this. Like I literally had no mental capacity to handle this because I was so stressed out about the business. And I knew my husband was taking on a lot. So I was trying to do what I could where I could. And I would get up at 6 a.m. I would drive my son to football practice. I would head over just like 30 minutes to the shop. I would work on the other business. I'm still trying to run another business. And then I would go into the shop for open, be there all day, close it, come home 7:30 at night, and then sleep. And I knew I had other work to do, right? It was an exhaustion I can't even explain. And like my brain had no capacity. Like it was like somebody just sucked the brain. I'm not eating, so I'm not fueled very well. I'm not working out. Excuse me. I'm not doing anything to actually care for my body or myself. Oh, and by the way, I'm also dealing with health issues. Like I'm on thyroid meds. Like I'm either in perimenopause or something's broken. We're trying to figure all that out. And it was just a mess. It was a mess of a time. And I know I don't want to paint my husband into a bad picture because he genuinely loves me and wants what is ever best for me. And I know he didn't want me to buy this business. He wasn't excited about this business. He was like, I think this is a bad idea. And I did it anyway. But I also, he pushed me into buying, he didn't push me. He encouraged me into buying it at times because I've struggled with just self-worth. I've struggled with, you know, every accomplishment I get, I look back and I'm like, well, it's not enough. I should have done this. I should have done that. And I know his thing was, well, just go buy it and, you know, prove to yourself you can do this. I'd always said I wanted to do it. And he's like, prove to yourself that you can do it and go do it. And so he nudged me and pushed me in the direction of buying it, I think just to hopefully have me find my happy place and have my confidence and help me find my worth. Growing your business may feel like a daunting task. Between a new AI tool every minute, social media, content marketing, knowing what to do and when to do it feels like a job in and of itself. And let's be honest, as a business owner, you're probably already wearing several thousand hats, and marketer is just a heavy one to wear. But what if I told you there's an easier way? And yeah, what if you only needed just 1 hour a day for marketing and learning how to grow your business? And that's what my community, the 1 Hour Marketer, is all about. We do all the work for you in reviewing AI tools, creating the system that works for you, that's easy for you to follow, and gets your business growing in no time. We show you how to figure out what tools to use, what content method is best for your company, and how to grow into a place where you can start hiring people and enjoying your business again. Come join us over at the 1 Hour Marketer. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and join. And so at this point, when I share this recording with you, he's at his pressure cooker's boiling. It was this really hard moment because I don't want to tell you my head was in the sand. It wasn't in the sand. I knew things were falling apart here. I knew things. It was very hard on everybody. Very hard on everybody. And it was just this moment of truth of saying, yeah, like things are falling apart at home. So you've figured out the balls. Congratulations of what's in the air in the new business. You're trying to keep Pod Growth, the podcasting production company, in the air. Not doing that well either. There'll be a whole nother episode on that. And now things at home are just broken. And it was a hard moment and just trying to figure that out. So that's what this video is. I look back on that first month and I look where I'm at now and back on that first month and wonder, you know, had I been able to have the crystal ball and seen all this, would I have bought it? I don't know, because there's things too. I didn't even think of the weekend perspective, and I should have known better, right? Like this is a very, I didn't realize, you know, my kids are in the full brunt of soccer and my husband travels on weekends. And now I just bought a business that Saturdays are busiest day there of the week, typically. Didn't think of that one. So there's just a lot of stress happening, a lot of regret. Like I had so much regret of purchasing this. And especially when this moment happened too, I really wondered if this was going to be the straw that just destroyed the back, which was our family. And I had to figure out some stuff of being able to find some balance and fast because everybody was just at a very bad breaking point. So this is the personal one, but this is part of being an entrepreneur, the loneliness. And you know, I'll talk about relationships from my family perspective and then keeping any friendships, like cultivating a friendship at the time, that was not happening. Like I'm still trying to get back in the realm of lunches and dinners and getting back with people, but I was so flipping exhausted, I couldn't do anything. So here it all is.
And this is 1 month into I just bought a business. And today was just a blow up. My husband lost his mind, and this is where frustration happens. I know I've been putting a lot on everybody, and believe me, I've probably cried about 50 times over this because I feel awful, because my weekends are gone right now, because my kids partial homeschool, and typically Wednesdays are just a really crappy crunch day. And I'm usually there to help on Wednesdays, and my husband's has had to pinch it. But my frustration is when I was crying in one of my episodes, you know, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I put this on you. And his response was, listen, I need you to be less stressed. So whatever that means for you to be less stressed, do whatever. Now, this week was a hard week. Anyway, he blew up at me this morning, just angry and mad that, you know, our relationship has been hard. Totally has been hard. It's been really hard. And this has been really hard. Like, we're running around. Like, our kids go to school 20 minutes from our house. They go, like, it's opposite from the grooming place. So, like, I have to go the opposite side of town. We are constantly, like, my kids play soccer and we're going in two different directions. It just, I could tell he wasn't happy and it just kind of blew up and we just had to talk about it. And, you know, I'm like, you can't tell me one thing and then just blow up at me. And he's like, well, I said, you told me that about being stressed. And he's like, yeah, but you're not stressed. I'm like, it's been 4 weeks. 4 weeks since I bought this. 4 weeks. Like, I can't walk away and have it figured out in 4 weeks. Like, I can't leave these people and just be like, all right, peace out. It's been really, really, it was a really hard day. And I'm mad because he is saying how he does everything right now. And I'm like, oh, we're split. Like, you're going to a game. I'm going to a game. I'm taking the kids to school. You're picking them up. Like, I'm in this. I'm getting up at 5 a.m. to work, take our son to school, go across town to work a couple hours and then coming back. Like, I'm in this. I'm in this. I'm not perfect right now. It's awful. It's hard. So this is the not so bright side. Like, I don't know. I may have a business. I may have gotten over my fear of, like, really getting out there and buying stuff. But I may not have a husband. We'll see. We'll see that. We don't know yet.
We'll see.